Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Ashok Badwar, ASHOKBADHWAR. Date of birth is 1/16/1947. Date of accident 7/18/2023. Date of service is 2/27/2024. Mr. Ashok Badwar presents here today on 2/27/2024 for follow-up visit. He was last seen on 11/13/2023. He was out of town and he had some fractures and some other issues. Personal issues, family issues, and he could not make it. He was also not able to do physiotherapy in the meantime. Currently, patient reports that his pains are located in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both elbows, both hands, both knees, both legs, and to the tune of around 7 to 8 in general. And patient reports his shoulders have been hurting and his hands have been tingling and numb. And he had a month and a half ago, a fracture of the right ankle, and he was in cast. And he was also out of town to California and India. And he was also found to have a spot on his lung for which bronchoscopy was done, but they are unrelated to car accident. And patient report that he wants to now come back and continue his physical therapy where he left off. He reports that he has not done any chiropractic treatment or massage yet. He also reports of ongoing severe depression, moderate anxiety, and but there are no other issues. Patient is able to walk one or two blocks. He can sit and stand for half an hour, and his sleep is disturbed no more than 2 or 3 hours of sleep is available. His pain level is measured between 7 and 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. While ADLs are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports no relief right now because they've got no medications. And then he's reviewed the chart for the ADLs for the system review. For additional history. For substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, the pressure is 144/80, pulse is 88, and rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 11/13/2023, dictation number 0115-067. Only general review and the musculoskeletal examination and extremity examination, which is similar to this visit. Thank you. And then in the plan of care, patient is provided with the medication Celebrex to continue as anti-inflammatory 200 milligram a day. It's provided with Tylenol 4, which is 1 or 2 PRNs for severe pain. Rest of the medicine patient declined. He will continue his physical therapy. 3 times per week with neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, along with traction, massage, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment. He remains off work and also replacement and transportation has been added. And maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance. He also was one time referred in September for Dr. Mohan for a consultation for neurosurgeries after reviewing the MRIs. The MRIs have been reviewed with the patient again, and he's found to have a diffuse disc bulging at C34, C45, C56, C67 with the herniated disc at C67 and also a hyperintensity lesion in thoracic cord at linear T2, possibly a syrinx. Prominent central canal is visible. In the lumbar spine, patient has a diffuse disc bulge of L2-T. L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, for which the patient has been advised a series of 4 injections to the lumbar epidural, 2 to the thoracic and cervical area to bring further healing. The patient has not made up his mind about the injections. Once he provides the consent, he will be provided with those treatments. Currently, he will continue chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, medications, and that is all he wants. Thank you.